This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This is going to be cheery. Have you noticed that everything is a lie and a scam? Everything. The problem starts when our elite, when they realize that they could break the norms and betray the principles that we all thought we were all abiding by without accountability, at least for a little while. The establishment realized that it can simply not enforce the norms, and then there will be a lag time while the normals continue on as if the norms were still in effect. This is inertia. It's like in space. If you launch something out there and just push it, it's going to go in that straight line at that velocity until something interrupts it forever. This is why you get these sand sack rhinos lecturing us on how we're subverting the institutions, when what we are really doing is pointing out that the institutions have subverted themselves. It's willful blindness to the corruption, because the weak hearts don't want to admit that there's corruption, because that would require them to act. It's easier to live on scraps. It's easier to be a scavenger. Right now, you're all hearing how Georgia was lost because of things that members, that Josh Hawley did, things that Donald Trump said. You know, that was always going to happen. That was always going to happen. In Georgia, that was always going to happen. And if for no other reason, that they would have had endless recounts until the Dems win it. If I were wrong about this, I would, and if I am wrong about this, feel free to mock me for my lack of faith in the system. But then sometimes you draw a 5 when you have 16 in blackjack. You just don't bet on that happening. So I guess all of this is necessary. The structures and the institutions of American society have all been in place with little real change for nearing a century. And nothing lasts forever, though particularly when they're run by grifty idiots. The disruption caused by the tech revolution has helped speed up inevitable processes of change. You know, the creative destruction we hear about in unwoke economics courses. And the institutions we relied on for years. And I mean, literally, all the churches, the NFL, the political parties, they're now focused entirely upon preventing that inevitable change. The lackluster losers who inherited their sinecures in these institutions, not literally, but by being adopted into the establishment by going to the right schools, want to maintain a status quo that is great for them and poison for the rest of us. And Joe Biden, President Asterisk, is the quintessential example of this. A failed retread with zero accomplishments, promising business as usual with a veneer of wokeness slathered on top of all of that. He wants to hold on to his ruins. He'll entrench his corporate masters and do everything he can to stifle the potential for reform and dissent. Do you remember when dissent was patriotic? Now, the media's whole job is to angrily reaffirm the divine right of our garbage elite to rule us. Now, all the people in power are good and wise and benevolent and competent, and to say differently is treasonous sedition of treachery. film at 11. And they've carefully cultivated a class of drones to support them. And you see them on the street, healthy people wearing face diapers as they walk alone. They can't all have immunity conditions. Most are just brainwashed. And they're eager to be brainwashed because they believe if they do as they're told, they'll be safe. There's this funny outtake of The Office where they elaborately prank Dwight to think he is in the Matrix, and they offer him the blue pill that sends him back into the false reality, or the red pill that opens his eyes. So he asks for the blue pill. And that's what so many of the losers who are our fellow citizens want, desperately. They yearn for a blue pill to make the reality go away. And it never occurred to me until recently that maybe a lot of people don't like freedom. Maybe they are happy enough with Netflix, Trader Joe's, Chardonnay, and serfdom. Told you this was going to be cheery. And despite all of this, I still have optimism. Despite the fact that I also am looking in the short term at what is going to be chaotic. History doesn't just stop. There's no locking us into this forever. And enough of us are woke that we remain a threat to the garbage status quo and the mutants who run it. It's easy to focus on the bad, a Mitt Romney or a tool like that useless Georgia Secretary of State, to draw our attention and become a focus for our anger. But look at the bigger picture. We have more squared away folks out there doing our work now than ever before. The GOP, which we will not abandon because in a two-party system you can't really start a new party, has been dragged kicking and screaming our way. Not completely. Not even close. But it is moving our way over time. The Jeb Bushes and the Nikki Haleys think they stand to inherit it when that mean old Trump leaves. I don't see that happening. This is a long war. I'm going to turn 60 in April. I may die prior to its completion. But I will be fighting until that last breath. If you want a quick win, you're not going to get it. If you think some sort of magic even is going to fix everything wrong, I have a lot of friends that were telling me all the while that this was all going to be great. On June the 6th, January the 6th, everything was going to turn our way. Just like I was told that the Supreme Court was going to turn our way and all these other things. And as I was watching this as it unfolded, when I realized how strategically everything had been put in place, on November the 5th, I figured out they'd stolen that election. I held out hope, of course, you know, sure, why not? But I always felt like there was going to be no magic wand here. Rome wasn't built in a day. Our Rome won't be torn down and rebuilt in a day either. This is something we have to strap in for the long haul. We have to be ready to go. Some of our fellow citizens are not. They are not going to be. They want the blue pill. The only problem is that the blue pill is like very dark sunglasses. It's your eyes closed. Eventually they open, and then what you're left with is stark reality. And the only way to deal with stark reality is to turn away the blue pill and deal with what's going on. We're going to see how things unfold. It's not all going to be dire, but it is definitely, we're now in a defensive posture. Nobody wins when they fight purely defensively. For the next 2 years minimum, we are now in a defensive posture. The fight will occur. It will be fought hard. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Joe Biden is going to enter the White House in, 12, 13, 11, 9, I don't know, very shortly, less than 2 weeks. And he's going to be the head of the political party that in recent years has been overtly hostile to self-defense rights, even to the point of advocating impossible to enforce bans on popular firearms. But that opportunity is passed for the restrictions that he peddles as common sense reforms. We are now in an era of political instability and distrust in government. And Americans of varying political beliefs are purchasing guns in record numbers. And those millions of new weapons and their owners are bound to remain beyond the reach of politicians' wish lists of restrictive laws. For a very simple reason. America has looked at 2020, which was the way that 2020 was put together the way it was, simply to destabilize the Trump administration. But what it also illustrated in a nauseating detail was exactly how much the government fell on its face. COVID-19, I was speaking with someone yesterday that told me Trump killed 300,000 people because of COVID-19. And when I gave him the CDC numbers, he just laughed. The brainwashing is strong. So, nine of the 10 busiest weeks ever for the FBI-administered NICS background check occurred in 2020. While background checks don't directly correspond to gun sales, since they can be used for other purposes or for multiple simultaneous purchases, they're an important indicator. And they are an indicator because right now I'm trying to look for one of two different guns, and I can't find either. The year ended with a total of 39.7 million background checks, the highest annual count ever recorded. And the why of the surge is no secret in a year that seems drawn from the plot of an apocalyptic novel. January of 2020 opened with a politically polarized population, and the news that nearly 6 in 10 Americans agree that there will be protests or rioting in the United States over the next year in response to how the country is being run. Now, that was a poke at Trump. Well, they were right, but for unpredictable reasons. Chaos got a boost when the COVID-19 pandemic dropped by for a visit in late winter, prompting prosperity-killing lockdowns and protests against the same. Many people were and are furious at the federal government's conduct and or their state government's policies. So here we are. We've already divided into two camps. We've divided into one camp that says, okay, COVID-19 is really not all that bad. It's bad, but it's not this killer. It's not the Black Plague. And then we've got the other camp that is like, yeah, it is. And you got to wear masks and we got to lock down and it's to be safe. And, you know, those would be the people you see wearing a mask in the car with windows rolled up driving by themselves. So with people already tense and eat each other's throats, police killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other Black Americans sparked demonstrations and riots against law enforcement abuses. This is not me saying that police George Floyd was going to die that day anyway. He had taken a fatal dose of fentanyl, and he had COVID-19. Breonna Taylor, who we were told was shot to death in her sleep, was actually standing beside her boyfriend while he was shooting at cops. In some cases, after all this began, let me rephrase that. In every case where something like this occurs, where there is a massive swell, a massive uprising of humanity coming up, police are always going to be overwhelmed. There's simply not enough of them. If we doubled them, instead of there being one for every 19,000, now there's one for every 8,000. I don't know that one would be able to tell the difference to you. So, police told members of the public that they would have to defend themselves. So along the way, many Americans lost faith in law enforcement or if in their community, if they were defunding the police. And the Ferguson effect took hold, then they, it was even worse than that. But confidence in the police fell 5 points to 48%, marking the first time in the 27-year trend that this reading is below the majority level. The cops' ultimate bosses aren't too popular either. Pew Research found that for years, public trust in the federal government has hovered at near record lows. And that remains the case today as the United States struggles with a pandemic an economic recession. So, Americans bought guns, and they weren't just adding to existing collections. Many are new owners. As all this was happening, I would get a text or a phone call. Bill, where can I find this? Bill, do you know where I can find this? And for a minute, there was a little bit of time in there where I could say, go here, go there, go here, go here. But then, very shortly after that, I had to look at some people and say, you should have thought about this a little earlier. You should have thought about this in 2019 or 2018 or 2017. The guns are beginning to get back into the chain a little bit to a certain degree. Not so much the ammo. Or if you, there's ammo to be found, but it's very expensive. It's twice, 9 millimeters, 3 times as much as it was in January right now. But the NSSF, they reported, retailers reported an increased number of first-time gun buyers, estimating that 40% of their sales were to this group. This is an increase of 67% over the annual average of 24% first-time gun buyers that retailers have reported in the past. Now, in recent years, or so the pollsters would tell you, Caucasians and Republicans have been far more likely than minorities and Democrats to report owning guns, but many of the new owners come from different backgrounds than the traditional stereotype. The highest overall firearm sales increase comes from black men and women. Good. I'm glad to see that. This shows a 58.2% increase in purchases during the first 6 months of 2020 versus the same period last year. The first-time gun buyers, according to the Dallas Morning News, favored Biden over Trump. This was in pre-election Texas. In fact, 51% of first-time gun purchasers favored Biden, while 43% favored Trump. Now, on the one hand, you might be going, what? And on the other hand, you have to realize something. This complicates matters for Democrats because they've long used gun restrictions as an easy way to bash political enemies while doing minimal harm to their own constituents. Nothing makes anybody change if it doesn't affect them personally. So with gun ownership becoming a nonpartisan taste, restrictive laws threaten to inconvenience and anger supporters as much as their opponents. According to Gallup, Americans' appetite for gun control is the lowest it's been since 2016. And while a large majority of Democrats still favor tighter restrictions, that's declining as well. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott, citing the risk of further incitement of violence following Wednesday's siege on the U.S. Capitol. Twitter has banned President Donald Trump's account. The social media network says recent tweets amount to glorification of violence. This follows a 12-hour ban handed down on Thursday. President Trump later tweeted from the @POTUS account. Those tweets were deleted, along with all activity after December 23rd. On Friday night, the president denounced Twitter as an enemy of free speech. The Trump administration sweeping new rules that would affect foreigners being able to claim asylum in the U.S. was blocked by a U.S. district district court judge on Friday. The president has argued that restricting the number of legal protections granted to people fleeing persecution was an appropriate response to a system rife with abuse and overwhelmed with unworthy claims. The changes were set to take effect on Monday. USA Radio News. More than 365,000 Americans have died with COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. The rollout to the vaccine is off to a slow start, but that's set to ramp up under a Joe Biden presidency. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution, according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News.
The CDC says about 6 million of the 21 million doses distributed have been administered. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is Gun Owners News Hour. On the night of the 6th, you probably saw a bunch of politicians that you thought had your back and figured out they didn't. All those protesters all over, you know, from the Washington Monument to the Capitol building. That was quite the sight. Their message was very simple and patriotic. They wanted their voices and votes to be heard by members of Congress. And the actions and statements made by the members of Congress on the House floor late into the night on Wednesday and early in the morning hours of Thursday would indicate that the voice of the people will not be tolerated and that they, the members of Congress, were the victims of what unfolded during the protest, even though none of them were hurt. There were 4 Americans that died that attended the D.C. protest. 3 died due to medical emergency, and 1 was shot by a member of the Capitol Police. The victim was 14-year Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt. She had no weapon other than a Trump flag worn as a cape and a patriotic backpack. In the video where what's happening is that the police are actually leading them up a stairwell, speaking with the people as they go in a conversational tone. There's no scuffling, no fighting going on. And they have a barricaded door to try to bust through. So they bust a window. So they bust the window, and Ashley jumps up into the window and is going to climb through the window. And one shot rings out, and she falls back, shot mortally. Because of the way this was confusingly unfolding, the police officer that was behind her went guns up in the direction where that shot came from until he figured out that the shooter was a Capitol policeman like himself. There are indicators that there were some Antifa in this. I don't know how many. I don't know if it, there's pictures of one that I've seen, and if there's one, there's going to be more. I don't know how many more. I don't know to what degree. The problem with a bunch of people going in one place is that you don't know who's coming. We've seen this in every sort of conservative gathering ever. There's always provocateurs sprinkled in the midst. In contrast to the months of rioting last year by the militant left, the aftermath of Wednesday's protest didn't show a bunch of buildings burnt to the ground and law enforcement utilizing kid gloves with the protesters. They had out the industrial strength pepper spray. They shot one, you know, and they were spraying everybody else. Plus, the other part of it is, for the most part, the D.C. police really didn't do very much to engage in the way of combat. There were no members of Congress that were harmed or in imminent danger or of harm due to the absence of weapons by protesters. Apparently, the member of the Capitol Police who chose to discharge his weapon drew the line in the sand for the entry to the people's house. But then began the virtue statements, the virtue signaling statements coming from both sides. As everybody released statements and included in their electoral count speeches reactions to what unfolded at the Capitol building. And it was abundantly clear, after listening to a few of these, that the body of the 1 million plus American citizens gathered in D.C., they were all guilty of what happened in the Capitol building. Even though there was very few who engaged the police and actually entered the Capitol building in proportion to the crowd. Members of the Congress spoke empty words, decrying the violence, condemning and blaming the president, worried about themselves. They had every negative word for the body of people gathered at the Capitol they could muster. Those who traveled from all the corners of the country who peacefully protested got no credence. They didn't get to be called patriot. Congressmen complained that they were the victims because they had to hide under a desk and take refuge from a bunch of unarmed people entering the people's house. And there were two types of deaths in this. Deaths that occurred during the protests are tragic. Ashley Babbitt defended the country and all members of the legislative body while serving in the Air Force, and then got struck down for a crime of entering the people's house. But the other death, the sad death, which all deaths are sad, but this is one where you sit back and you actually take a moment and consider things and look at it and say, okay, this is all it can be. The other death was that occurred to our constitutional republic. There can be no constitutional republic, a representative form of limited government, when there are no longer free and honest elections. Those who live their lives within the law drawn on a map labeled the United States of America, those who accept this without question, although just, you know, in from November 2nd on back to November of 2016, we were told that the elections were easily hackable and everybody could do everything. And then after they get the desired result, then all of a sudden that's gone. And make no mistake about it. Who actually wins an election is not as important to me as the election process itself. If we can't trust it, then we can no longer trust the government. And the people who do this, the people who do trust everything still, you are definitely the sheep. And your sheep being run around by a bunch of wolves. Your voice and your vote doesn't really matter. The primary goal of government is now those of the government. Congress has made it clear that it will not tolerate the will of the people. D.C. police have made it abundantly clear that entry into the people's house will be on their terms. And I'll talk about those two things very shortly. Now, we're hearing from the news, and we're hearing from politicians, but what remains to be seen is what is going to happen with the American people. Many who were leaving the Capitol grounds Wednesday, they were saying things that I can't even repeat here. But many statements began with Congress's refusal to listen to the people. Now, the D.C. police did not face a insurrectionist crowd because there was nobody there armed. What I'm going to say about the actual invasion of the Capitol building, in my military mind, that was a wasted effort. I don't understand why we would do that if all these guys were going to do when they get there, when they made the, you know, they didn't go into the House. They didn't go try to find the senators to speak to them. Listen to me, please. They went and they posed for selfies in Pelosi's office and stood at the lectern of the House and had, you know, Instagram photos taken there. Why would we do that? Why would we waste this moment when it could have been so epic and turned it into such a huge fail? The senators and the congressmen who have abdicated representing you, it is now on you to turn them out. We're not yet at a critical mass, but gosh, are we close to it? Gosh, are we close to it? But in 2 years, everybody in the House of Representatives is up for re-election, and some senators are too. And every one of them that failed to represent you should be gone. You should make them gone. Let them go back to run the the drugstore or sell the real estate or work in the bank. Because that's how you hurt them. That's how you take from them that which they most covet. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
One more time, let's do it, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. The gun prohibitionists will point to Europe as being much safer than the United States because they have stricter gun control. The problem is that one thing that anybody who is a student of history will point out to you, that the biggest killers of the 20th century was government, not individuals, not rampage killers, not serial killers, government. And the historical record shows the excessive gun control, as in Europe, is about 100 times more deadly than insufficient gun control, as supposedly in the U.S. A lone criminal with a gun can be very dangerous. A criminal government with a disarmed population is the deadliest thing on earth. And we face that now. We have one-party rule today. Starting January 20th, one-party rules all. And they're not going to govern. They want to rule. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a gimme. Some of these guys are going to say and do the right things. As a matter of fact, the Republicans are going to come out now, and they're going to be Avengers, at least for the cameras. So let's start with some data. If a U.S. gun homicide rate has been as low as European rates in the 20th century, how many lives might have been saved? According to a 2018 article published in the Journal of American Medical Association in 1990, a bad year for violent crime in the United States, the age-adjusted U.S. firearms homicide rate was 5.57 per 100,000. Same year, the rate in Western Europe was 0.53. The rate in Eastern Europe was 1.31, giving us a European average of 0.92. The difference between the European rate and the American rate is 4.65 per 100,000. Now, since the population in 1990 of the U.S. was 249 million, this data indicates the U.S. had 11,785 more firearms homicides that year than it would have had if the rate had been as low as that as it was in Europe. But if we apply the estimate of 4.65 additional gun homicides per 100,000 to every year of the 20th century, taking into account changes in the U.S. population, we find that the United States has 745,162 more firearms homicides than it would have had under the European average. For the sake of argument, we'll assume that every excess American gun homicide would not have been a homicide if the United States had adopted European-style gun control. That is, we'll assume that somebody wants to kill somebody, that the other lethal means available to them would not have been substituted for a gun. We also won't consider that many American gun homicides are justifiable self-defense. So when a would-be killer shot by a law enforcement officer or a citizen, we'll consider the criminal's death to be just as bad as the death of an innocent victim. Finally, we'll ignore the extensive evidence that non-fatal defensive firearms use often prevents homicides and other crimes. We are doing a lot of assumptions here. And with these, the failure to adopt European-style gun control would be responsible for almost 750,000 excess deaths in the United States in the last century. 750,000 excess deaths. And that is a very large number. It is, however, two orders of magnitude smaller than the number of Europeans killed by governments during the same period. Now, international homicide statistics usually only count murders by individuals or small groups. That's because governmental genocide against their own people is very hard to keep count. Very hard to get detailed with that. A serial killer may murder 24 people over the course of many years. A rampage killer may murder dozens at once. Somebody wants to use explosives or arson, sometimes kill even more. Planes, figure it out. But even in the aggregate, individual criminals or criminal gangs perpetrate vastly less homicide than do criminal governments. In Europe, in the 20th century, from 1900 to 2000, governments killed 87.1 million victims. This according to University of Hawaii political scientist R.J. Rummel. This figure does not include combat deaths, such as World War I or II. It includes only the murder of civilians, from 61.9 million killed by the Soviet Union to 20.9 million killed by Germany. Over the long run, one's risk of being murdered is much lower in the United States than in Europe. This is why you don't see anybody that lives in, Oklahoma dying to move to Poland, for example. So it's no surprise that migration between the two has always been in one direction. I'm here talking to you right now because my German and British ancestors came here, although my mother, who's British, she was over there during the bombing of Britain, and she did survive that as a child and got over here. First chance I got, the first thing spoken. But I'm here quite by accident because my forebear was brought here by the British for the Revolutionary War. He was a Hessian without much aggression, and he deserted as soon as he got here because he wasn't fighting somebody's war for him. Other people have a much more perilous route, and when they try to come to the United States, they increase their risk of being shot by an individual criminal, but drastically reduce their risk of being murdered by a criminal government. And this materialized in Germany under the Nazis and the communists, and in Lithuania under the Tsars and the Nazis and the communists, because governments are so much more effective at killing than are of individual criminals. Even if you look at all of the individual criminals combined, the United States was much safer than Europe in the 20th century. Rummel found that the less free the government, the more likely it is to perpetrate domestic mass murder. Totalitarian regimes perpetrate by far the most, authoritarian regimes less so, and democratic ones least of all. Indeed, no democratic government has committed large-scale murder against a population that was able to vote. Do you understand why some people are upset about this election now? If you could be sure that a given government would forever be democratic, there would be no need for arms to resist a possible domestic dictatorship. But, unfortunately, on that score, it is impossible. List of nations to have maintained both independence and free government at all times since 1900 is short. Australia, Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States. That is 7 nations out of 196 worldwide. Only a stupid version of American exceptionalism would imagine that the United States has been granted permanent immunity from the dangers of tyranny. Democracy was founded in Greece, and yet that country succumbed to dictatorship many times. Germany in 1900 was a progressive democracy, and one of the most tolerant places in the world for Jews. According to gun prohibitionists, armed victims cannot meaningfully resist a murderous dictatorship with weapons of war at its disposal. But, unfortunately, the dictators think just the opposite. In 1942, Hitler explained the necessity of disarming his victims. The most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subjugated races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who've allowed their subjugated races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Tyrants past and present, they come from virtually every continent and ethnic background. Ideologies may vary, but they are united by a number of common practices. They do not allow freedom of the press or an independent court system. They attempt to bring religion under state control, and they claim for themselves a monopoly of force. What does this sound like? Search the history of the world from ancient times to the present, and you will not find many tyrants who deviated from the principle that the state must be stronger than the people. Rampage shootings or mass shootings by criminal governments occur predominantly in gun-free zones, places where the population has been disarmed. As soon as the Nazi invasion of the Soviet Union began in 1941, the Einsatzgruppen began assembling all Jews or gypsies from a village and marching them out of town. Then they could be easily machine-gunned all at once. And within a year, just 3,000 of these troops, aided by a few thousand helpers from the German police and military, murdered 1 million people. Regime change is difficult once the tyrant has taken power. Check out China or Cuba. So as an anti-tyranny tool, widespread citizen arms ownership works most effectively when it deters tyranny in the first place. There was no Holocaust in Switzerland. One of the reasons was that the people there were heavily armed and organized in a very well-regulated militia, which means they were trained the same way, not regulations. We will come through this. We will face this. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.